This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. That phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we, like I said, we got about an hour left in the show. And we'll try to answer everything we can. We are live this week. I know the past couple of weeks we've had some issues around with the show. Got everything figured out. So we're here to help you out with your gardening questions. And I know I should have a few calls left on the line, so I want to get right back to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Michelle's in Wakanya.
Michelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Yeah, my friend asked me to do his front garden over. I went over, and it has it had a bunch of those orange lilies, the real tall ones, some Pachysandra, and something else. So those lilies are tough to get up. I don't know how long they've been there. So I got what I could up, and there's still some there. So I went and sprayed the BioAdvanced Brush Killer Plus, ready to use. How long do I have to wait before I plant?
I think it's 10 to 14 days on it. Do you still have the bottle?
Yes, I have it right in front of me.
So on the back, it'll tell you usually how far in advance you can replant afterwards. But it's the tree and shrub. Excuse me, it's the brush and vine killer.
Yeah, it says.
Brush killer plus.
Yes, brush roots, tough brush roots and all. Kills poison ivy, poison oak, blackberry. And, you know, I was looking at the back of the thing and it said it might take 1 to 4 weeks before you start seeing anything. But I didn't see anything where it said how long you have to wait to plant.
Okay.
You know, I did text someone about it and some specialist from Lowe's came on and said I had to wait 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, what I'm trying to do at the same time as us talking is take a look at the label. Sometimes it'll tell me just in some of the fine print when you can do it again. I'm just trying. How long ago did you spray it?
The day before Mother's Day.
Okay, so we're like 4 weeks at this. Almost, well, it's three-ish weeks, right? At this
point.
Three
or 4 weeks. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I ride by there. The lilies are still, the pot I couldn't get, they're still there.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So, with the lilies, they are hard to get rid of. I have, they're on the side of my yard, I have some where we had a cleanup done, and I said, just get rid of everything. I know the lilies are going to come back. And They were starting to form all their leaves, everything. They weed whacked everything down to the ground, and they're back to being green and full. And this was like 2.5 weeks ago. They're hard to get.
They're tough to get out of the ground, too. Oh, my God.
They definitely are. So I'm not seeing, which I should see. Let me see the active ingredient in here is triclopyr. So you actually should be able to replant in about 2 to 4 weeks. So you're right on the cusp of being able to replant. The active ingredients is triclopyr. That one is like using like a brush killer of the BK42 from Bonide, or using there's some other weed killers from Bonide that would do the same thing with the triclopyr. So I think you're going to be all right to be doing something. But the downfall is it's still growing, right? You still have those. So it might be something that you're going to have to do a couple times. And what I would almost look at doing, this is up to you on if you want to do it, is using like a glyphosate, a heavier killer, like a Roundup, right? That's up to you on what you want to use for it. But that glyphosate, you can actually have quicker results in about 7 to 10 days. See a little bit more to it versus...
So that's the new Roundup that they have out?
Well, you can use the Roundup, or if the, Bonide has a product called Cleanup. It's glyphosate. Okay. It's the same active ingredient. That's what I would use to spray it if I was looking at it to do, some heavy-duty spraying.
Yeah.
So that's up to you on how you want to do it. Just make sure you're doing it. It's not a windy day. There's nothing flying around like that.
And how long do you have to wait to replant after you spray that stuff?
On that, it's usually 10 to 14 days.
Okay. All right. I'll try that, Patrick.
So one of the things with it is you might have to do it a couple times. Because to really kill it down to it, some of the plants are so strong and so that their root system so developed that you don't get all of it. So it has to do it a couple times. So what I would do on this area that you're trying to get rid of those lilies, maybe cut it back, cut them back, and then spray. Don't spray.
That's what I did.
Okay, good, because...
I tried to rip them all out, and then I cut them down, and then I spray.
Yeah, so what I would suggest doing is cutting it and then spraying immediately after. Don't wait like an hour or a couple hours. Make sure you do it almost immediately after, because the pores of the leaves are open, and it'll absorb quicker before it calluses over. It's a contact killer, so it sits on the leaves, but by cutting it, that fresh cut, it'll absorb into there a little bit and kill it that way. Okay?
Yep, okay. Thank you.
All right, you have a great one, Michelle.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we'll get right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Candy is in Dragon.
Candy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the program. I'd like to thank you and your mom for the newsletter. And now, my problem. My husband grew up in Jersey and always planted those Rutgers tomatoes, the Rutgers Ramapos or whatever they were.
Yep.
And we're having trouble finding them this year. We got back to New England late, and I didn't think it was so late that they'd be sold out, but...
Well, so I will tell you this year, just with everything that goes on,
exactly,
it is so hard to find vegetables and to find them anywhere. It's really, honestly, is one of the hardest plants to find right now are tomatoes. There are so many that have sold out. If you're looking, you could buy seeds at this point.
It's kind of late for that.
It is, right? because usually I'm trying to get how many days it takes here. So it's 74 days to maturity, right? So 6 to 8
right.
weeks. That puts us in September.
Right.
So,
and
you know,
we leave again
even,
in October, so if they're late, you won't have them.
So I'm already, I went to Burpee, their website.
Yeah.
They usually will sell plants and seeds. They're only selling seeds right now. There's been
right.
such a run on all vegetables that
right.
nobody can
well,
find.
People had nothing to do, so they were out planting their garden.
I'll tell you, you know, where I work.
Which is good.
It definitely is, but, you know, it can get a little frustrating. Because
yeah.
you want to, you know, you've done it year after year, and you're kind of on the same page, and you do it, and they're not there. But I will tell you, you know, I've witnessed it. When a truck comes in to a garden center and it gets unloaded, people are just taking whatever they can.
I understand.
And no varieties are really out there.
We were at the Tewksbury store yesterday, and I
yep.
said, well, we probably should have gone to Winchester, but I guess you don't have any down there either.
I don't, and that's the crazy part. I wish I had a lot of varieties.
Right.
Usually we have tables upon tables upon tables of vegetables.
Oh,
we don't
exactly.
have.
Someone said to us in Tewksbury, well, you go down to Greenhouse 3. We went to, I said, Tony, are you sure this is Greenhouse 3? I don't see any tomatoes.
Yeah, I know. It's sad this year to not be able to get them. And I don't
just
know.
Just so I know that that's the case.
That is the case. It has nothing to do with any issues with them or anything along those lines. I'm hoping next year we'll have a great for availability.
Well, thank you again for everything you and your family
no problem.
Do for us gardeners, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Mass.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a four orange blossom bushes that run along the back fence, and they've got to be at least 15 years old. And I've probably seen two blossom in the lifetime. Now, last spring, early spring, I cut these down to nothing because I had new vinyl fencing coming in. And that was no easy task, believe me. But they took off again like they are now, but still no blossoms. Why is that?
And what's the plant?
Orange blossoms?
Like an orange itself, or?
No, it's a flower, but my wife told me they were orange blossoms. But like I say, I've seen maybe two flowers in the last 15 years, and they're just not flowering at all.
Now, how are they? Are they in full sun, full shade? Where are they?
Half and half, I would say. You know, they up against the back fence.
Okay.
But I'm just not getting any flowers at all.
And have you fertilized them at all?
No.
Okay.
What should I use?
Well, so I'd be looking to use like a 10-10-10 all-purpose fertilizer.
I have that here. I do that with my lawn, so.
So I would be looking to do something like that with your plants to try and help boost a little bit. Usually,
how about deep water and deep water root water?
Well, deep watering helps. It's definitely an advantage for the plant to help them explore out a little bit. The other thing I'd look to be doing is use a product like Protolizer from Natural Alternative. Okay. Protolizer. So it works with your fertilizer, and it actually helps it become a little bit stronger and push the plant a little bit to get more blossoms, more leaves, more everything. So I would think that's definitely something to add to it. You know, a 10, 10, 10 plus that.
Oh, I'll try that. Now, what other questions? When it comes to morning glory, more watering or less watering?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Morning glories, more watering or less watering?
So it's
do they need a lot of water?
I wouldn't let them dry out, but I wouldn't want water to be sitting on there.
Okay.
I would want you to, you know, water in the morning, maybe every other day, to try and you know, keep that water into the plant so it doesn't dry out, because anytime it dries out, especially in a morning glory where it's a vine, it's more susceptible to, you know, having long-term issues. So I would look at making sure it's watered almost every other day to keep it healthy. You can even add some of that protolizer to it as well to help get a bigger root system and grow.
I did them 3 years ago. The first year, they took over the whole deck.
Yeah.
And the last 2 years, they just peed it out. There was hardly anything. So, all right. Well,
okay.
I appreciate your help.
Yeah, no, I'm going to look into the, you know, any other issues with that orange. It would be a mock orange, I believe, is what it's called.
My wife told me when we planted them, they were orange blossom, but she passed away 8 years ago, so I really don't know.
So I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they're called mock orange. Should they ever have like a white flower?
Yes, they were white flowers when I saw them, as few as I did see.
Yeah, so I would say it's a mock orange is what it is. Yeah.
Should they be in direct sunlight? Because I don't think they get that much, but to rip them up after 15 years would be, you know, I would be quite a task to do.
It would be. They do need a good amount of light, and that could be why they're not blooming as well.
Right.
You know, when did you prune them heavily? A couple years ago?
Last spring.
Okay. That could have some lasting effects, because on mock orange, sometimes it'll take up to 3 years for it to bloom. So a cut down like that might have actually make it in another year or so that it should rebloom for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Thank
All right. Thanks, help. John. Have a great one. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Cristobal bringing lots of rain and a risk of severe flooding and maybe tornadoes to parts of the northern Gulf Coast today. The rain began Friday. It's expected to continue into this evening when Cristobal is expected to make landfall near Slidell, Louisiana. Before it's finished, the storm could bring as much as 6 to 12 inches of rain to parts of the Florida Panhandle. The storm is known to have spawned tornadoes as far southeast as Orlando yesterday. yesterday, and forecasters say that could happen again today. In California, a Santa Cruz County Sheriff's deputy is dead and two other law enforcement officers wounded after a shootout involving a suspected bomb maker yesterday. 38-year-old Sergeant Damon Gutzwiller, the victim, the suspect, was reportedly shot and now faces what a police official calls a myriad of charges. This is USA Radio News. Another in a series of memorial services for George Floyd, the man who died while in custody of four Minneapolis police officers. Yesterday's service held in North Carolina, where the sister of Floyd said her brother is unifying the nation against racism and police brutality. Bridget Floyd thanking everyone for attending.
To our family, it is understandable that these are difficult times for us. But please remember that God's grace is sufficient.
Michigan's Supreme Court ruling in favor of an Owosso barber who defied the Governor Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus non-essential business shutdown order. In a unanimous decision late Friday, the state's high court cast aside the governor's efforts to fine the barber and take away his business license. The barber had said he would keep working until they cut off his hands. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna is in Long Island, New York.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Paul, Patrick, thank you for taking my call.
I've had
patio tomatoes and peppers growing on the deck for years, and this year I got a whitefly infestation. My garden center recommended All Seasons Horticultural Spray Oil. My question is, how often can I spray it? Because it really spread. It even got my pansies. And do I cut off the dead leaves, and will I get anything out of this?
So an All Seasons oil you can actually use every 10 to 14 days.
Okay.
Okay. If you have a heavy rain.
Which we just did yesterday.
You might want to reapply, all right?
Okay.
You said it's gone to...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You want to cover the whole thing. Cover as much as possible. You don't want to just get the undersides. You want to get the, you know, the leaf notches. Everything.
Okay, gotcha.
And so, actually, you know what? At the same time, I pulled up the label for tomatoes, so I can get you right on the actual information. So you're going to use 2 to 4 tablespoons of oil per 1 gallon of water if you were to do it in the concentrate.
Okay,
and you can actually.
I bought a spray bottle.
Okay, perfect. You can actually spray this once or twice weekly, depending on the rapid growth of the crop and or the vector pressure. So that would mean the amount that it's attacking the plants. So I would say you could actually spray it again today and spray anything that's surrounding it as well.
Right, like the pansies okay. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything that's near it, because the whitefly will just kind of go everywhere.
Yeah.
Spray it, And then in about 3 days, you can spray it again.
Okay.
Okay.
And what about the leaves that two of the tomatoes have recovered? I was able to isolate them. They're almost 3 feet high. The leaves at the bottom that are really, you know, destroyed, cut them off and just put them in the trash.
I would. So to be honest, having the leaves that are way that are in the lower parts, getting rid of them isn't a bad thing to allow some of the air to flow through for any of, like, the other diseases or anything else that could be there.
Right.
So that would definitely be fine to do. Thinning it out on the lower parts is just going to help the plant everywhere else.
Oh, wonderful.
So I definitely think you can do that. But just based on what I was reading, you know, twice a week, one of the things that these usually say, and I'd have to do more research and I'd have to pay attention to the label a little bit more.
I have the label here as well.
A look, because in one spot on it usually tells you how many days up to harvest that you can spray, right? So I want to make sure that when you do spray it, it's not, it's organic. This oil is organic, but I just don't want you to spray it, you know, 5 days prior and then eat the fruit, right? Obviously, you're going to clean it, but I believe on there it'll tell you, if it's telling you on tomatoes specifically, you can do it twice a week.
Okay.
I think you're going to be fine, to have it up to like a week before spraying for like a harvest.
Okay, because I was listening. We started these tomatoes back in April because, as everyone else, we were home. We got into the garden center just to support the business. They've been there for years. So we were bringing the tomatoes into the garage, out of the garage, in the garage. I don't want to and we've got fruit. The Sweet 100s have, you know, I can see at least 30 little tomatoes. So I don't want to lose them. I appreciate this. I appreciate all you and your mom have continued to do for your dad's legacy.
Thank
and we've
you.
Been listening to you since we started going to visit friends in Maine for years. So
awesome.
You have a great day.
You
stay
too.
Stay safe. Stay well, you and your family and children.
Thank you.
And
you
I'm going to go outside and start cutting leaves.
All right. Good
have
luck.
A great day. Thank
all
you,
right.
Patrick.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in Massachusetts.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of questions and
sure.
a couple of things I need to tell you. Well, I have to. I have a hydrangea that I've had, and I moved 10 years ago. It kept on growing leaves and never bloomed. Now it's blooming, believe it or not. So my question is, I've already put down 10-10-10 in superphosphate. When should I put down muriacet to turn the flowers purple? They usually turn purple, but...
So muriacet is also a fertilizer with it. Since you've already fertilized with the 10-10-10 and the superphosphate,
right.
I don't want you to push too much fertilizer on it at this point. What I'd look for you to find is a product from Espoma called Soil Acidifier.
Right.
Okay, so instead of using the mirror acid, use this soil acidifier. It's specifically meant to help drop the pH, become more acidic for the soil, and to allow you to get those blue blossoms that you're looking for. Okay, there's not much of a, there's no fertilizer to it, to this, the soil acidifier. I'm just pulling it up as we talk here. It's basically what it's basically a soil, like a, aluminum sulfate, but safer. So it's
right.
going to, it's
right.
going to create
right.
that lower pH,
right.
like a, you know, it's going to create it to be more blue for you. So this is what I would use versus a muriacet, because muriacet still has fertilizer in it, and I don't want you to overdo it on the hydrangea, because you could burn the plant. By putting that superphosphate in the 10-10-10, you've given it a lot of fertilizer for the season. Let's go to the next use on it and go... you know, with just the soil acidifier. It's a sulfur and gypsum product.
Okay. I have a question on hollyhocks. They're not rusting or anything, but should I apply, I have the chemical or whatever it is that you put on there, should I
put it on now, even though they're not rusting, or wait till they rust?
So you can use it sometimes as a preventative. So I see no problem spraying it at this point, just to take care of them. With some of those downpours of rains that we had, and then the humidity that comes soon, that could start to see the rust. So you could use it as a preventative to try and help it.
Okay. And one couple of suggestions. You're always talking about your children. My kids are all grown up, but we used to grow pumpkins. Actually, I got involved more than they did.
Yeah.
But maybe you want to do that, you know, the giant pumpkins for the kids.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something to be thinking about.
Yeah, not this year, but next year maybe.
Yeah, no, I that's a good idea to be doing with them, something outside. We've tried a bunch of different things this year, but they're still interested in just hanging out on a swing set versus working in the garden.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Tom. You have a great one.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We talked about it a few times earlier today, you know, getting out in the yard and enjoying it. Now, mosquitoes are out there everywhere. And I'm sure you already know this, but mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit mosquito dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Now, it's definitely, you know, with some of the rain that we've had in the area, the torrential downpours, if you're starting to see, you know, puddles up or barrels that are full of water, these would be the ones to be putting in there. They look like a little donut. They also have the little bits as well. But putting them in anything that's standing water to get rid of the mosquito larvae before they grow and will start flying around even more. So this is something definitely to help out. We do have a few more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Gene is in Pituit.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
My rhododendrons, I did use the soil acidifier.
Yep.
And I also used the superphosphate.
Okay.
I'm referring to the hydrangea, not the rhododendron.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yep, that's okay.
And now, what's the next step to continue fertilizing them?
When was the last time you put the superphosphate down? When did you put that?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So I'd wait another 4 weeks, and what I would put down is a 10-10-10. Okay. You can put down the 10-10-10 or a garden tone, both from Espoma. I like to use the 10-10-10. It's an all-purpose. It gives a lot of different nutrients. But, you know, the soil acidifier, you'll be able to tell by the color of the blossoms if it's working or if it's not. And that would be able to, you'd be able to put down more in the fall if it's not blue enough for you. But the 10-10-10, I'd wait. It's usually about 6 weeks after the last time you fertilized, okay?
Okay. I have knockouts in that same garden.
Yep.
Well, is that 10-10-10 good for the knockouts too?
You could use the 10-10-10. You could also use like a rose tone from Espoma. Again, the 10-10-10 is like an all-purpose, so it does multiple things there. It's all equally balanced. So I think you'll be fine to use that, so you don't have to buy multiple, you know, products.
Well, I have the rose tone drench. I was going to put that down today, actually.
So you have the rose RX, the drench?
Yes.
So that's going to, that might have like a little bit of food in it, but it doesn't have enough for the rose. It's more for the diseases that might happen or anything along those lines. So I would look to put that rose drench at this point. That's fine to do. It's going to help translocate through the plant to help with insects and, you know, diseases. So I would definitely use that, but then in about 4 weeks, use the 10-10-10 or the rose tone.
Again?
Yeah, so it'd be like, so I wouldn't use the Rose Tone right now because it seems like you have the Rose RX Drench, which isn't really a food. It's more for disease and insect control. So it'll have some feed in it, but it's not a lot, right? So that's why in about 4 weeks from now, use either the 10-10-10 or the Rose Tone to give it a boost.
Okay.
Okay.
And how about my lawn? I put down that step one.
Yep.
What's the next step? Is it a 10-10 or step two? Or
so step two is your next step to be putting down. How long ago did you put step one down?
About a month and a half ago.
So perfect time to be putting it down. You can put it down today.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the step two, you need to water in so it'll stick to everything, or the ground needs to be, grass needs to be damp. But you definitely can put that down now. Your step two is going to take care of some of those broadleaf weeds and also fertilize at the same time. So definitely time to put that down would be right now.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jean, you have a great one.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Bay Advance is a company that rocks you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. There's a bunch of calls on the line. We're going to get to them right now. Nathan, who's up next?
Helen is in Cape Cod.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick. Patrick, I cannot grow squash. I get to the point, I have little small squash, and then the borers attack. What can I do to not get borers?
How do you start the plants? Is it by seed or is it by...
I've done both, by seed and I've purchased plants.
Okay.
And I do grow in great big buckets. Black
okay.
Buckets.
Are you using the same soil year after year?
This year I am not. I have all new fresh soil.
Okay.
And beautiful plants that I've had now for over a week that I am not putting in until you tell me what I can do with the borers. I grow everything else, but I cannot grow squash.
So the squash borer is not the easiest thing in the world to get rid of, right? Especially when
I've tried crushed shells. I've tried diatomaceous earth. I've tried tying nylon stockings at the stem.
Yeah, you've tried a lot of different things to try and protect this. Now, one thing I would look at for like a spray to be doing would be like a Captain Jack's dead bug brew. It will take care of borers, but you can use it as a like a preventative, help to try and prevent it if anything that is there. I'm looking to see what else we can do with it from the squash borer.
What about eight?
So it's interesting. You could go chemical wise. That's really up to you on how you want to do it. Eight would be all right to do, but you have to follow it to a T of how many days prior to spraying you could harvest it. Okay. There are a lot of different insect sprays out there that you could use. You could use like a Thuricide, which is like BT. You could also, you tried the nylons, which is kind of like that insect netting to help prevent them that way. You could also try like putting, something around the base of it, like a aluminum foil around, take off once it's set a few leaves, put aluminum foil around the base of the plant, maybe about 2 inches wide around the stem. And so you want to make sure it goes about like a quarter of an inch to a half below the surface. That usually helps protect the weakest part of the plant from the borers from laying their eggs in those areas. You could also do like a florist tape. That's one. You'd want to do it every couple weeks too, because it's going to want to expand as the stem expands. That's one way to do it. The diatomaceous earth should have worked, but I think what we need to do is get closer to the stem itself, and that's by using some of that aluminum foil or like a florist tape, that green florist tape.
Know what that is, yeah.
But you want to make sure you put it below where the soil is a little bit, because that's where it's going to be the most vulnerable, right? That's not where it's going to be the best area. So that's going to be the best area for the borer, but it's not going to be the best area for the plant, right? So I think by rotating with good soil is also an awesome thing to do. Really going to help it. I think that's going to be really beneficial for you. But I think doing that plus maybe like that aluminum foil around there might help in an organic way. And, you know, spraying, you could spray with Captain Jack's or with the 8. Either way would be fine.
Thank you so much.
All right, Helen.
All righty. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, that's a wrap for the show today. I'm glad to be back and be on air live with you guys to help out some of your questions. I appreciate you guys sticking around with me when I had some issues the past couple weeks. But we're here. We'll be back next week. As I always say, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. All right? Really, we need to.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.